Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
Tai, 最近引っ越した?引っ越す?
もうすぐ引っ越すよ。
もうすぐ引っ越す。
楽しみにしてる。
パチパチです。
パチパチです。Yeah, so I'll be moving soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited about it. So I've got to move all my stuff out of the share house and into my new apartment. It's really exciting.
So you were telling me about how you've moved several times in the past couple years.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I moved, I think it was 6 times. It was like 3, maybe 4 houses, and 6 times in the last like 3 years, something like that.
6回?
6回.
引っ越した?
Within
5年? 6
回ぐらい。3年かな? 3年間?
やば。
Yeah. ね。Okay, so I don't remember the exact years, but I think 2019 is when I was here for like those 3 months. Right? Okay, so 2 years then. 2 years, I moved like 6 times. Right? Yeah, because I was living in a apartment. I was living in my parents' house. Then I moved to an apartment. Then I moved to Japan for a little bit in 2019. And I think the parents' house to apartment to Japan, all that happened in 1 year. And then I moved back to Connecticut to that apartment for like 2 weeks. Then I packed everything, moved to Bellevue in Washington State.
飛行機で飛行機で。
飛行機で。いや、最初のやつが車とかトラック、なんか家具を動かすの。
両親の家からアパートに引っ越した時が車。
そう。
自分で引っ越した。
大変だったよ。大変。So yeah, the first time was truck, car, kind of moving all the kagu, the furniture. And then when I went to Bellevue, it was by plane. So, 飛行機。
結構荷物あった。
From which one?
Connecticut から。
So did I have a lot of furniture from Connecticut to Bellevue. I had a couple boxes that I mailed to myself, but I didn't have anything like, it wasn't crazy, I don't think, no. No, I left most of the, I left all the big furniture in Connecticut apartment. So.
What's the most precious thing that you have to move with you every time you move?
That's a good question.
一番なんか貴重品なものとか自分に一番大切なものは何ですか?
難しい、その質問。So, 貴重品 is like valuable item, like really precious item. 動物の森のスイッチ。
おい
My Animal Crossing Switch.
Do, no. you have, do you have the original box though?
I have it still stored in America, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Man, that's a tough question. I don't know, it actually might be just something silly like that. I don't really have a lot of sentimentals, so...そうだね。Well, I think of that. What's yours? Do you have one?
私多分、so far it was Miffy ちゃん。My 目覚まし時計。
Your alarm clock?
Yeah, that I got for first grade 入学式 present, essentially. What would that be? 入学式 is like entering school ceremony for first grade. And my grandpa got it for me. It was like kind of like a family tradition to get...A desk and like alarm clock because you have to wake up.
Right. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I feel like that's a really practical present too. Yeah. To get.
Yeah.
Hey, you're starting school. Here's an alarm clock.
But yeah, we got to go to like a, not like an IKEA, but IKEA for that type of stuff, but more sturdy.
Okay.
And we got to pick out which desk we wanted.And then which alarm clock we wanted.
Ooh.
And I got Miffy Jam because my sister had one.
So, it was, what was it called? Miffy?
Miffy.
Miffy.
I think it's a German character, actually.
Ah, okay. I wanted to see what they look like, but like...
I've showed it to you.
Or I'm just thinking for people listening.
Oh. I've showed it to you, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes as well, if you want to.
Maybe, if I can find one. I'm sure I have a picture.
It. Oh, yeah, okay.So you've given me good ideas now. Oh, yeah? And the ideas are flowing
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
All right. So I think the thing that I bring with me since all of my moves recently has been the Lugia that I won. The Lugia stuffed Beanie Baby that's like probably the size of my chest. It's huge. Then I won in Tokyo and spent like 2,000 yen.
Oh, with like
Gaysen.
A...
Yeah, the UFO catcher.
UFO catcher.
Yeah, UFO catcher.
It 何回しなきゃいけなかった?
20回以上. Yeah. How many times I have to do it? Like over 20 times. I had to like go 両替 my like money or my paper bills into coins. Like halfway through.
Yeah, 両替 exchange for coins.
Yeah, they always have those in the game centers. And that's what they call them is Gaysen. So game center and Gaysen. They just shorten it. And yeah, I had to... Real guy, and then I came back. I'm like, nobody take this. I'm looking around everywhere. Yeah, it was my first, it's at least like memorable thing that I won out of a like a Japanese game center. It was on my first trip to Japan. You know, there's just a lot of memories in that stuffed beanie baby.
I mean, yeah, it represents that whole time that you were here, probably. Yeah, right?
Exactly. And then the second one is the Umbreon that I won. Which represents the time that I lived here.
What
so
are these
I always
things,
bring those two.
What are these things from, if anyone doesn't know the American names like me?
Oh, like the Pokemon one?
Yeah, so where are they from?
Okay, so yeah, they're from Pokemon. So okay. Lugia is like a legendary in a Pokemon game. And then Umbreon is from the same generation, but it's not a legendary.
日本語の名前は?
Lugia to Blacky.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Now it clicks.
Now it clicks. Now Chia knows what Pokemon I'm talking about. Yeah, it's funny they call Umbreon just Blacky in Japanese.
Buraki.
Buraki.
Kawaii jan.
Kawaii ne.
Ja hako to ka tsumeru toki, hikosu toki ni Buraki mo ireru hako ni.
Yeah, Buraki wa itsumo backpack da yo. Taisetsu da kara ne. Yeah, so when I pack my boxes and whatnot, where do I put it? I always put it in my backpack. It's too important. I can't afford to lose that.
Tsubusenai? Kawaii so sugite tsubusenai.
Ne, ma, chotto backpack ni haittara, chotto
tsubereru.
Chotto tsubereru kedo. Haittetara?
Iretara.
Iretara. Backpack ni iretara chotto tsubusu kedo.
Haittetara would be if it was in there, and then iretara is if I put it in there.
Narudo.
De, ima Nihon no share house kara doko ni ikusu no?
アパート
に引っ越すのはなんか難しかったりとか、obstacles とかあった?
そう。はい。Yeah, so was there like an obstacle course or was it like difficult moving from a share house to an apato? And like, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of steps. That's for sure. But I don't know if I'd say, maybe I wouldn't say difficult, 難しい, but there are a lot of things to do. That's for sure.
なんでシェアハウスから引っ越そうと思ったの?
I need my personal space. I need my personal space is really one of the biggest reasons. Just like, I don't know. All the bathrooms are shared. All the showers are shared. All the kitchen is shared. Like, I don't have those private spaces. And I just want those private spaces. So that's probably the biggest reason.
I asked him, why did you decide to move out of his share house? Those are the reasons.
Yeah. なんか。
わかるよ。
プライバシー。ね、って言うんだね。
プライバシーが、欲しい。
プライバシーが欲しかった。それが多分一番大事な理由だと思う。I think that was the most important reason. 知恵はいっぱい引っ越すよね。普通は。
引っ越したことある?
ある。
いっぱい。何回だっけ? I can't remember what the number was. It was something like...
5回?
In the last...
まあ、5年間ぐらい。Like, once a year, I think. I don't remember.
In the last 5 years?過去5年間の中で、5年間、あ、そっか、Grand Forks? I think that includes Grand Forks. So, Grand Forks?
どこ?
North Dakota. So, imagine the United States. It's like top center, a little bit to the right, right next to the border of Canada and America.
Okay.
Just by the way, Connecticut is on the East Coast.
Yes.
And Bellevue is on the West Coast of America. And if you were to drive it, ドライブしたら何時間かかる?
Oh, good 3 days at least. At least.
結構かかります。
Yeah. Yeah. Don't want to do that. That's for sure. Probably 4 even. I don't know.
で、私はグランドフォークスからベルビュー。で、ベルビューから日本。3回?
3回? もっとだと思ってたけど。Maybe that's just everything. Okay. Yeah. I thought that was more, but...
I feel like we've helped you guys move and stuff too. Well, okay. Maybe the Bellevue to Bellevue thing is like half of a move.
Right.
Kind of.
Right. Yeah, because it's different houses in Bohemia and stuff like that. Mm.
What were the steps I had to take from moving from your share house to the apartment in Japan that you're currently trying to move into?
So to get it all started off, I went to a realtor kind of place. Mm. So...
私がご紹介してあげたのよ。
はい、そうですね。ありがとうございます。お世話になる。お世話になっております。
ハウスメイトっていうリエルター、うん、不動産のとこ、
うん、
に連れて行ってご紹介、うん、ご紹介？
ご紹介した？
ご紹介だね。
うん、
した。Or I guess it'd be 紹介した。
うん、紹介した。
I was being formal and slightly goofy.
Yeah, you added the goal, but usually you won't say goal for stuff that's your, if you're talking about your own actions that you did, you won't say goal with it. Just the formal at the start of it. So, 紹介した。紹介してくれた。Yeah, because you also gave me the 紹介, the introduction to them, they're going to give me a slight discount. So, that's nice. I'm looking forward to that.
You got this.
Yeah. But yeah, so basically I went there and you introduced me. We went at the same time. And I just started talking and telling the person that was like helping me what exactly I was looking for. So I'm like, yeah, I'm looking for a mansion. I'm looking for an apartment. In my American brain, I'm saying, or my English brain, I'm like, yeah, I want an apartment. I want just like, you know, something at this price. So if I just say mansion, this should do the trick, right? Mm. No, I didn't do it.
Yeah, so in Japan, mansion, a mansion is an apartment.
But an apato is also an apartment?
Yes, it is.
Yes, but there are slight different... Well, there are significant differences, really. Because I remember for all my like time of knowing these two words, and I've known they were different, but I didn't know they were literally different. They literally are not the same word. Like, they don't mean the same thing in the really the slightest.
It's not interchangeable at all.
So I told my realtor person that I'm looking for a mansion at this price. And like, it's my first apartment in Japan, so I want to save a little bit of money. I want to be on the less expensive side if I can. And they showed me a lot of options, and I'm like, these are all kind of too expensive. We did get to go to a bunch of them on the first day, which was really exciting though.
ちょっと高いです。
高いですね。But also the 段階 were also 高い。Like, she showed me places on like the 12th floor and stuff like that.
Oh, マンションの中で。どんどん上に行くごとに値段が上がっていく。
そうだよね。Yeah. So, the higher the floor was, the more expensive the room was also.
It's true.
That's true.
Do you remember the differences? It's actually pretty significant depending on where you are.
There was one in the same building. It was like, one was like the 11th floor and one was the 12th or something like that. And I think it was $100 maybe, or maybe it was $50. So, 5,000 or 10,000 くらいかな多分5,000だと思うけど、もうあんまり覚えてない。I don't really remember exactly, but I think it was probably 5,000 yen. So, about $50.
どんなの見てたの ?One room とか ?1LDK とか
?1LDK。
1LDK。
What 1LDK is you have the living, the dining, the kitchen, and then the one...is like an extra room, basically. So like a bedroom or something. So you have one room, and then you have an LDK, which is the combination of living, dining, kitchen. So they have a place to cook, they have a place to eat, and then I guess it switches your dining. And then I guess you also do the living room kind of vibes in there as well.
Yeah, so one room would be a studio, and then one LDK would be a one-room apartment or whatever.
Yeah, it breaks my brain sometimes thinking about it, but I just try not to think about it at all. Or I try not to translate them between, you know? I just like, okay, well, this is whatever the heck this is. But yeah, so I got the shokai. We went to view a place, and I'm like, okay, well, this is too expensive. And then I'm like, wait, I did tell her mansion specifically. What if I said the word apato? How does that change things? It changed everything.
どう変わったの?
So...Now she was showing me like wooden buildings instead of like basically, I don't know, if I wouldn't call them skyscrapers, but like 10 story plus buildings. She was showing me when I said mansion and when I said apato, she's like, oh, okay, yeah, I can do it for that price. Because when I was asking for that price for mansion, she was like, と無理かもしれないね、うん、
家賃が高すぎて。マンション is usually more, 家賃 is 高い。The rent is more expensive. Because they're concrete built and they're usually nicer.Apartments are usually, you were getting to this, but it was like, I don't know, three, maybe four stories.
I think the one I'm moving in is four, three or four, something.
Yeah. But apartments are usually shorter and mokuzo, so tree built, or wait,
wood built. Wooden construction, yeah, made from wood. So, and then the concrete one is tekkin. So most mansion are tekkin, which is concrete with steel rebar or whatever, the rebar.
Which I do have to say, Caleb and I have lived in this.Mansion for 2 years, right? And both sides, okay, so we live in, there's three rooms right next to each other in a row, and we're in the middle one, and there's people above us and below us, right? You don't hear anything because it's taking concreto. Like, the people next door on both sides have kids.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the one above us also has kids.
You hear nothing?
赤ちゃんとか聞こえないし、話してても聞こえないし、テレビとかシャワーしてても全然聞こえない。
ね。So you can't hear their babies, you can't hear if they're like talking, if they're showering, they're watching the TV. You can't hear any of that. すごいね。
でもね、窓を開けると、ベランダからちょっとちょこちょこ聞こえてくる。
Oh, choco choco ne. So like kind of little, in little bits, you hear it every now and then.
If you open your windows.
Beranda,
what? Did you have any surprises with your berandas?
I mean, the one that I'm moving into has a really nice beranda. It's nice and hiroi, nice and wide, like big. Though I did, there were some berandas that I found in Fukuoka that lead to roof balconies. So it's like, ne. So it's like...They call it a roof balcony. So you step out onto the veranda and then you walk up and up a kaidan, up a staircase, and then you just you have this roof enclosure that you can dry your clothes or I don't know. I don't really feel like people hang out on their verandas almost at all. I feel like I never see people reading a book or something on there.
Yeah, it's really interesting. In Japan, people have probably noticed if they were looking at apartments and stuff, but... Veranda, which is a balcony, is mostly used for hanging clothes.
Yeah, that's and drying your futon.
And drying your futon, yeah.
Airing out your futon.
And even if it's a huge veranda, it's oh, this is nice, this is spacious, but no one really hangs out on their verandas, like Ty was saying.
I want to, I'm gonna.
Yeah, you should.
I don't care. I'm a foreigner, I have a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
でもなんで服外に干すの?
So why don't we 干す our 服? So why don't we dry our clothes? Or why do we dry our clothes outside in Japan? It's no one has a dryer. Just space, I guess.
Yeah, so the apartment usually doesn't come with a dryer hookup. Like in the States, what I'm used to has a dryer plug-in, right?
Right, yeah, the vent and all this stuff. Yeah.
But Japan doesn't. And washing machines that have...both functions in one thing is sometimes a thing. Obviously, it's more expensive, but it is a thing. But usual washing machines are just washing machines.
Right.
And not heated water.
Yeah, they're just cold water. Well, heated water kind of messes with your clothes more anyway, doesn't it? I think. I don't know.
Well,
I'm not an expert.
I mean, it does break down bacteria and soaps better.
Oh, does it?
In Japan, everyone's about, conserving energy somewhere in their lifestyle. And because we take baths, most washing machines have hoses that can reach your ofuro. So when you take ofuro the day before, you have a lukewarm ofuro water to use for washing it. And then when you rinse it, it uses clean water.
So wait, the washing machine draws water from the bath to wash your clothes? That sounds not clean to me.
So the washing process, you put soap in it, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously you shouldn't go into the bathtub dirty.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's also a part is you clean yourself. You take a normal shower and then you hop in the bath.
Or you wash yourself before or rinse yourself. You don't have to fully wash yourself, but because it's your own bathtub.
Right.
But yeah.
I had no idea. That is strange to me. That is strange to me.
So yeah, you can, because your bathtub water is a lot of water.
Yeah, it is a lot of water.
And if you're a true Japanese person, you don't usually use a shower, even if you're washing yourself. So you use like a scooper, water scooper.
Like a bucket. Mm.
To do everything outside the bathtub. So you're using the bath water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a true Japanese person. What a statement. Yeah. This. I didn't know that.
So you have to get a washing machine, right?
I have to get a washing machine, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
どこで買うの?
まだわかんないけど、多分ヨドバシに見たことある気がする。ヨドバシいっぱいあるよ。うん、多分ヨドバシで。 Yeah, so, yeah, where am I going to get a washing machine? I feel like I've seen them in Yodobashi, so I'm going to probably just look, I'm going to at least look there first. Maybe won't get one, but I'll probably just get one. If the option is there, I just go for it. I don't option hunt too much. I'm just don't have the brain power to do it.
It's also funny when you do buy one at like a normal store like that, Shinping, so new, brand new.
New.
They'll say something like, you know, we can deliver, but it's going to cost you money. Because they're like hesitant to, you know, like...
Right, even say...
Take more money from you, essentially. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, it'll cost money. Like, is this okay? And it's like, yes. 500 yen.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I was expecting like 3000 yen at least. So $5 instead of like, yeah. I would expect minimum 30.
It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I did not want to suggest this to you, but it costs money. But it's $5.
Yeah.
That's so much money.
It's funny. That is something they do with service in Japan is they're very, they're just like meiwaku, like avoiding meiwaku or like avoiding like otesu desu ga. And then they'll ask you to do something. So like, I know this is a big like burden for you or like, we're really sorry you have to do this, but. And then they'll ask you. They always very polite and they always start with stuff like that. But yeah, going a little bit back to kitchens. Kitchens are so small in Japan.
どのくらい?
猫の額くらい。猫の額。ちっちゃいよ。 Yes, 猫の額. So as small as a cat's forehead. Which is a saying that they use in Japanese a lot. So they'll say that a lot about like rooms and stuff too, right? If you have a really small room in your apartment, be like, ah, 猫の額くらい, or something like that.
ちっちゃい。ちっちゃい。
Yeah. 狭い。 Yeah, so it's like really narrow.
Yeah, 狭い or 広い?
Narrow or wide, instead of small and large sometimes.
Yeah, but the kitchens are, you have either no kondo at all, like the house sometimes doesn't come with a kondo.
Right, so kondo is the, like the almost electric or gas, like heater elements for your stove.
And then the counter space is maybe as wide as your hand, if not maybe two of your hands.
Yeah, honestly though, yeah, you spread your hands out and then that's, yeah, for me, my hands are kind of big. So honestly, it's just like the size of one of my hands. Yeah. If I spread my hand out all the way.
And then there's usually no cupboards.
Right.
Aside from the ones that are underneath the sink or maybe above it. But that's it.
Yeah, there are some under the sink. Well, it's actually really interesting, though. Like, something that I've seen is, like, if your sink is kind of big, in order to expand counter space, you can buy, like, this. Like, sometimes I'll even come with it. Like, this thing that, like, you balance kind of on top of the sink, like, on the rim of the sink, and it just gives you more counter space. So, you have, like, half your sink is actually open, and half your sink becomes another piece of the counter.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Yeah. But storage, yeah, I guess there's not too much. You do have to usually buy, like, a shelf or something to put, like, maybe behind the kitchen and all that. We can actually store a lot of stuff, huh?
あとコンロは魚のオーブンみたいなのが普通はついてくる。なんていうの?なんていうんだっけ?魚のオーブン。魚のオーブン。塩焼きをするところ。塩焼きする? I don't know what it's called. グリル。グリル?魚グリル?グリル?かな?わかんないけど。 It's maybe as wide as like a single finger. And it fits... So it's hosonagai. It's like a long grill, but it's narrow. It's like a one piece of fish would fit on there, maybe two.
Yeah, probably just one though, unless they're really tiny. Yeah, I haven't. I don't know if my apartment has one or not. I'll see. I'll send an update if I have one. I probably won't use it though. I don't eat a lot of fish.
Yeah, and then in Japan, you have to turn on your oyu,
Oh, yeah, you do, don't you? Mm, even when you're taking like a bath and like all that, you have to turn your hot water on. Nande?
Nande daro ne? Maybe it's conserving energy, I would assume.
Kana?
So once you turn it on, the heater in the front of your house usually starts generating heat and actually warming water. But if you don't turn the heat oil on, you won't get hot water even if you turn your faucet to hot. Yeah,
you just get ice water the entire time. And then you have to wait for your hot water to heat up and all that. Yeah.
It doesn't take that long though.
Yeah, it's not usually that long, is it? But sometimes if you're like, I just want to shower, and then you press the button and hop in the shower, you're going to have a bad time.
Yep. But usually there's a set of buttons in the shower too. Mm. Usually. If you get an older house, they won't. And you do have to do that like naked run to the living room area.
Yeah. That's funny.
And then you can set the maximum oyu temperature on there as well, usually.
Mm. Yeah, so you don't like burn yourself by accident or something like that. But usually I feel like most people will set it to like 37 Celsius, which is toasty.
うちの42だよ。
Oh, maybe that is 42. Yeah, maybe 42.
Yeah.
Mm.
お風呂 temperature, 42 is a little bit hot.
Mm.
43 sounds like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, you're burning.
But I usually put it in as 42かな。
そうなんだ。I don't know why I thought that 37. I don't know.
ぬるすぎてお風呂じゃないよ、
そうだよね、
37は。
Yeah, it's too warm instead of hot, so it's not a real bath. It's very true. I agree. I'm still trying to get used to Celsius sometimes. I'm an American. I don't have a Japanese part of my brain, like upbringing, to have a good reference sometimes.
あとは、トイレはお風呂にくっついてない。Unless you're at a hotel...Then the bathroom and the toilet is in the same room because space. But in a usual living home, the bathroom, the toilet, is separate from the bathroom.
Yeah, くっついてない. They're not stuck together in the same room. Isn't that amazing? It's the wonders of a Japanese apartment.
But the toilet will also have usually a sink in there, in the toilet. Or it'll be part of the actual toilet.
Yeah.Like, I feel like usually it's just part of the toilet.
Mm.
Yeah, so like the tank, normally, like you have that thing in the back. They'll have a faucet and then like an opening of like, and then you'll just be able to wash your hands and then it'll go into the tank and fill the tank. And then I guess they use that water. I mean, they would have to. Your hand wash water to you to run the toilet. And honestly, that's a good use of water right there. You know, that's a lot of water saved, I feel like. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. If the toilet space is bigger, they'll usually have a separate sink.
Okay.
So, like, my parents' mansion has that toilet. And then the sink is really tiny, but it's in the corner.
So, Chie, something else unique about Japanese homes is they have those ping pong things.
Ping pong.
It's a very scientific term. It's a ping pong thing to me. So, I think they call it a monitor, right? So, okay. So, ping pong thing. Ping pong is like beep.
Ping pong.
It
makes sense.
So, yeah, it's just a beeping sound. So it's like the doorbell sound, basically. Because in like a lot of Japanese homes, especially if you're in a mansion, like if you're on like the 10th floor, you can't go down to the first floor to let someone in all the time. So they have all these monitors so you can key in who you're trying to call and then they can open like the basically the gate for you and then you can come up in the elevator and all that. So it's usually in like the middle of your house, isn't it?
I think they're called buzzers.
Buzzers. Yeah, buzzer.
In...Other languages.
In English, yeah.
It's in the center of the house, you said? Yeah, it's usually by the kitchen and or the living room area.
Which is usually the center of the house for at least like one LDKs, two LDKs.
But so it's like a boha monita. And so the person at the bottom of the floor coming in to say hi to you will put in the room number that you're at. And then they'll press yobidashi button.
So the call, yeah.Also, bohan is like anti-crime, crime preventing.
Yeah. And then the monitor has a screen that has a camera that's projecting towards the person that's saying hello so that you can check that person.
Right. So you can see who they are.
And before you do anything, you can already see them. So if you don't want to answer it, you can just ignore it.
Yeah. And they can't see you and they don't know that you can see them.
Yep.
Well, everyone kind of knows because everyone has one, but...
Right.
Yeah.
And then you press talk. the talk button, mm-hmm. which is 通話, and then you can talk both ways. So two-way communication happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll say whatever their business is, like, here's a package. You'll say, ありがとうございます, or hi. And then right next to the 通話 button, mm-hmm. it says 解除, on ours at least.
Mm-hmm.
And that
解除? Because it's 鍵.
Oh, you're right.
解除.
It says 解除 because it's undoing the lock for the for the automatic door. It's
解除 and 鍵.
And then, yeah, once you press that button, it either, if it's like a mechanical thing, it'll unlock the door for them so they can get in. Or usually it's like an automatic door that starts sliding.
Yeah, that's how a lot of the mansion will have it.
Mm.
Yeah, I think my apartment has one too.
Mm. So sometimes if Caleb forgets his key,
mm-hmm.
He'll do the thing.
Oh, yeah. And you'll open it for him?
Yeah, and then he won't even say anything because I can see him, right? And then I'll just press Skyzo whenever it connects. But yeah, in Japan, you say okaeri or tadaima when you come home. When you're leaving, it's itterashai and itekimasu.
Right. So itekimasu is I'm going. Mm. And then itterashai is all right, bye.
Mm.
And then okaeri is welcome home. And then tadaima is I'm home.
Mm. But if you're a stranger, you don't say those things usually.
Mm.
And you say ojamashimasu.
Mm. I'm causing an interruption.
Yeah. I will be of...
Ajama.
Ajama, yeah. I will be in the way.
Yeah. Mm.
Which is interesting. And then when you leave, you say ojamashimashita, which is...
Right, so...
I caused hazard.
Yeah, I interfered. I caused jama.
Yeah.
It's hard to translate.
Yeah. Mm.
So when everyone, when you get your house in Japan, ojamashitai desu.
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/LBJP to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Onnakakaku hanpaku cheese to sauce no de aitesu.
Yeah?
Yeah.